Já, góðan daginn.
Góðan daginn.
Ég heiti Kládía.
Og ég heiti Drífa.
Og þið eru að hlusta á Af hverju Ísland podcast. Í dag ætlum við að tala við hann Bræja. Eða við, hann eða segir.
Bría,
já. Hann segir alltaf að hann oft, það oft verið að rugla nafninu hans við Brynjar. Já. Sem ég gerði fyrst líka. Mjög skemmtilegu strákur, 27 ára gamall og hérna kom til Íslands fyrir 4 árum.
Já, frá Kurdistan.
Frá Kurdistan og þetta fyrsta viðtali sem við tókum á ensku. Hann með stað hérna í Vestmannaeyjum, frekar nýlan, hann heitir Ranja Kebab og Ranja, það kannski ef þið hlusta á þáttin þá vitið af hverju Ranja Kebab heitir Ranja Kebab. Og já, hann sagði okkur frá fjölskyldunni sinni og hvaðan hún kæmi og svo leis.
Og hvaðan hefur verið að gera á Íslandi síðan hann kom.
Já, og hvað fannst alveg magna hvað hann náði að gera þessum 4 árum. og leggur sér rosalega mikið fram, vill láta drauma sína rætast og byrja lífið upp á nýtt. Já.
Ég var að segja frá skemmtilega miskilningnum
já.
Í viðtalinu, sko. Við hérna vorum að spyrja hann hvað hann byrjaði að vinna og svona og hann segir það og við heyrðum þetta aðeins vitlaust, aðalega Kládía.
Já, ég heyrði Eimskip en það var Valdís.
Já.
og þannig að þið heyri alveg heldur tvisvar að ég spyrja á var það í Eimskip og eitthvað svona alveg nei, svo segir hann alveg Valdís og spyrja á var það fyrsti staðurinn. Já. Þannig að þið kannski viti að því fyrirfram að ég var að ruglast, þetta var alltaf Valdís.
Ekki Eimskip.
Nei, hann hefur þó unnið í strætó.
Já.
Og þess vegna erum við meira próf. Já.
En eigum við ekki bara að leifa fólki að komast að í hver Bría er?
Jú, og endilega fylgist með fólu okkur á Instagraminu og Facebookinu. Við erum náttúrulega með alltaf fætt á Audiobum og YouTube. Og öllum helstum podcast veitum bara bjóða eitthvað velkomin, gjörðu svo vel
Góð kvöldi
Við
erum komin hingað með gest og við ætlum að byrja að þig að byrja á að kynna þig, hvað heitir þú?
Ég heiti Bríar
og hvaðan kemur þú?
Ég Bríar Muhammad já, ég frá Kurdistan já
og af hverju Ísland?
Fyrir Ísland Já, bara Ísland mjög gamalt country Já
Do you want to switch over to English?
also very safe country
So how long have you been in Iceland?
Been in Iceland is for 4.5 years
And Have you lived here in the Westman Islands the whole time?
No.
Where did you start?
I started in the Reykjavik for 3.5 years. Also, I living in Akureyri for 4-5 months. I think so, yeah. Also, I living in the Ísafjörður for 2-3 months. Now, I'm in Vestmannaeyjar.
okay. Yeah. And why Vestmannaeyjar?
Oh, yeah. Before, in the summer, last summer, my friend visited me in UK. We visited in Vestmannaeyjar. We came in, I think, it's the last trip. We came in here. We are so hungry, you know.
Yeah.
we don't find any place in Vestmannaeyjar to eat, you know. We don't have anything for eat.
Everything was closed.
Everything was closed, yeah.
yeah.
Also, because before I'm working in the kebab place, as my friend, why you not coming to open the kebab place in Vestmannaeyjar? Oh, why not? yeah. also, after 2 months, I'm coming again. Look at for everywhere, you know. I find a place. So I decided to open it kebab.
Yeah, lucky Westmanier.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's called Rania Kebab.
Yep.
Why Rania?
Is Rania Kebab is my city.
Oh, yeah.
In Kurdistan.
In Kurdistan, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Is
it the big city?
Fatlegur.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the big city?
Yes.
How many people live there?
I think, I don't know.
Are we talking 100,000, 1 million?
No, no, not 1 million.
No.
In the capital in Kurdistan, living 1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But I think 3, 5,
mm-hmm.
yeah, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1,000.
But much bigger than Westmanier.
Yeah. much. Yeah.
I want to ask you a little bit about living in Kurdistan. You were born there?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm born in Rania.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have any siblings?
Brother or sister?
Yep. Mm-hmm. We have a huge family.
Okay.
Yep. We are 5 brothers and 4 sisters.
Wow.
Yep.
Big family.
Yep.
And everyone still lives there? Or?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're the only one that moved.
Yeah, but also my brother, he finished a study
mm-hmm.
in University America in Kurdistan.
Mm-hmm.
He have a plan to go to the United States.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you went to school? Did you finish any?
Yeah, I finished school, high school
mm-hmm.
in my country, but I'm not going to the university.
Mm-hmm. Do you did you learn English in school or is it only?
Yes, yeah, okay. We learn English, yeah, in mm-hmm. my country, yeah. Also mm-hmm. Arabic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know in other countries sometimes they don't learn English,
yeah, yeah,
so
no,
I
no.
was wondering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We learn mm-hmm. English and okay. Arabic also in mm-hmm. the school.
And how old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you moved to Iceland, you were 23.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Was it hard moving to Iceland?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Why did you decide Iceland? Did you just... this looks like a nice place on the map? Or
yeah,
did you hear from it from someone? Or?
One night, me and friend,
mm-hmm.
we sitting together. We decide go Europe,
mm-hmm.
you know. And one friend say I'm go Germany, one say I'm go United States. No, United Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
you know, British.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I say I'm going to Iceland.
Okay.
But I'm only joking, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to Iceland. After 2-3 months,
yeah.
I make up there.
Yeah. How long flight is it?
If you fly, maybe in the Denmark, 7 hours, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then from Denmark to here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah, seven, something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
So did you prepare something before you came? Did you check for a visa or
did you
something like that?
Yeah.
Was it a lot of papers that you had to come before you came here, like
no,
to have prepared?
Yeah, before we apply for study in Poland,
mm-hmm.
I get the visa for study, but I'm not go Poland. I'm coming to Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm go the immigration, you know,
mm-hmm.
Utland.
Mm-hmm. Utlendingastofnun.
I say I'm a refugee here.
Mm-hmm.
After 1-2 months, I get the Kanitala.
Mm-hmm.
You can live here. I find job.
Mm.
I start my life.
Yeah. So are things hard in Kurdistan? That because you came here as a refugee.
Now it's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but before no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For how long has it been like this?
How long?
Is it like few months or few years
in Kurdistan? Difficult times.
I'm not sure.
No.
Okay.
And you come here, and what do you do? Do you go to work? Do you study?
Yeah, when I get the Kanitala, I'm going to social, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I ask the guy, I want to go to school because I finished the high school in my country.
Mm-hmm.
I want to finish it I want to continue my school, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to finish the university. But the social say, okay, you can go to school.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have any support for you, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so you have to go to work.
Yeah, yeah. It's very hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm alone here.
Mm-hmm.
We needed pay for house.
Yeah. Food.
Heating,
electricity, everything.
Everything,
yes.
You know, mm-hmm. Everything nice and expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I go work.
Okay. I'm not what school. Was your first job?
I first job when I'm working in the ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I'm chef in ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe next year I open the East Booth investment air.
East Booth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm special in ice cream. Yeah.
Did you need any special papers or something because you are from not from Europe and everything to open a business here?
No.
No. Okay.
No. When you have a capital, it's easy. You
okay.
Can,
mm-hmm.
What you want, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you saved up money from Emscape and opened here.
Yeah, I save money,
mm-hmm.
But I'm work hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working every day, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not easy.
No. How is business going?
Yeah.
Are people buying Rania kebab?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. We are buying Rania kebab.
Oh. Yeah. My really husband good. Is buying Rania kebab. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
So good.
The first day you opened, were there many people? People on the island has been talking about your place for so long, and then it opened. I think everyone was like, oh, should we go? Should we go?
Everyone's coming at the same time, you know.
It's from 5 to 7.
Yeah, 5 to 7, yeah. Because everybody will be angry, you know. Say, yeah. I'm wait till 1 hour,
yeah.
1 hour. But I can't do anything, you know, because everybody comes the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are 5 working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I can do.
Mm-hmm. The food that you serve in Rania kebab,
yep.
Is it traditional Kurdish food?
Yeah, it's a traditional, no.
No, not
it's a Middle East.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
In Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any special spices or
yeah.
Something?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's everything is special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Special recipe.
Yeah.
Do you know, are there many Kurds living in Iceland?
Yeah, as I think many Kurdish living in Reykjavik.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have any contact with them?
Not too much, because the first time I came here, I go to work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I'm working to go home, sleep, wake up, go work again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't have too many contact with people now.
Yeah.
Some 2 or 3 people. Yeah.
What was the hardest part about moving to Iceland?
Find house.
Yeah.
In reasonable price.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that because you're a foreigner, it was more difficult because you have a
No. It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's also for Icelandic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it has been a little bit easier because of the COVID. Not as many
it's
tourists.
Now.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
But not before.
Not before, no.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody, every the owner of the house say, I give the house the tourist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I pay for 1 month, maybe 100,000 kroner. Is best tourist pay 100,000 for 1 week, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everybody I say tourist.
Yeah. Has it been this hard outside of Reykjavik also? You lived in
Ísafjörður also is very hard.
Okay.
Yeah. I say it's maybe it's easy Ísafjörður, but the same Reykjavik.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find some house, but it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have anything inside, you know.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It's bad, so
mm-hmm.
Nothing.
What was the easiest part about moving to Iceland?
Find job. Yes.
Yeah.
Was Emscape the first place you went to?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm working the East Booth, Valdis.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Reykjavik.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the first place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the second place, I'm working the Arctic Adventure,
mm-hmm.
driving the straight pass, puss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I have a mirror prop also.
Okay.
I spent too much money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you do it here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive. Yeah.
You've been here only 4 years. How much money can you save?
You know, every day I'm working 12 hours.
Yeah. Also, in Valdis, did you work as much there too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also, I work, guys, Akureyri, work here. Mm-hmm. So it's a visual work.
Mm-hmm.
Here, every day work.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, you said you are all alone here, you don't have your family here.
Yeah.
Did you open the place all by yourself? Did you do everything or did you get some people to help? Or
One friend in Reykjavik helped me,
mm-hmm.
some help, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But all of the rest is all you?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Much respect.
Thank you.
How has it been to adjust to society? Is Icelandic society very different from Kurdistan?
Yes.
Was it difficult for you to come here?
It's not very difficult, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But something is different with my country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly can accept something in Iceland, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm grow up 23 years in my country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it stays here.
Yeah. I can't change it, you know.
Yeah.
As everybody's the same. Also, you go Kurdistan,
mm-hmm.
you can change something, but you never can stay.
It's a very traditional country.
Yeah.
Are you religious?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm Muslim.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So that is also different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you still continue to do everything you did?
Pray.
Yeah, on Fridays?
Every day.
Every day, okay.
Every day.
And Ramadan?
Ramadan.
Yeah.
As Ramadan is
very. So you keep your traditions.
Yeah. Because I'm Kurdish.
Yeah.
And all of the holidays you celebrated like you did at home.
Yeah.
But do you celebrate any Icelandic holidays?
Yes.
Which
ones? I joined with my friend in Reykjavik. It's a Christmas,
mm-hmm.
two times, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get any gifts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every Christmas. Yeah.
Do you, I don't know, did you eat anything special? Did you eat Icelandic food? Or?
Yeah, I eat lampa soup, what's the name?
Lambalaire?
Yes. No.
Soup.
Kjötsupa.
Kjötsupa, yeah. It's very good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Was your friend from Kurdistan or from somewhere else?
Yes.
That you spent Christmas with?
Okay, sorry?
The friend you spent Christmas with?
Icelandic.
Icelandic, okay.
So he gave you traditional Icelandic food?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Mm. Any other, like Easter or something? Do you celebrate?
No.
But do you go out with the Icelandic flag on 17th of June on the Independence Day of Iceland? Do you go out?
Yes. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any tradition you have taken with you and showed to your friends, Icelandic friends?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I have a two teacher in Reykjavik.
Mm-hmm.
He teach me in the school.
Mm-hmm.
I show everything about Kurdistan. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is two teacher. I think. What's the name? Religion. Mm-hmm. Yoga. No.
Buddhist.
Uh-huh. Buddhist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He show me how you. Relaxing, you know, something okay. like this, yeah.
Meditate.
Also, I show him how you pray.
Okay.
Yes. He say, the same thing, you know, but
a little bit different. But the main thing is the same.
Yeah, the main thing is same.
Mm-hmm. Do you think some of your family will come here to be with you?
No.
They want to stay.
But I have a two small brother.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the oldest?
No.
No.
Okay. I have one more.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a two small brother, 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe when I have a time,
yeah,
I'm going to immigration.
Yeah.
I ask how I can bring to small brother for area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you been able to visit Kurdistan since you came here?
Yeah.
And I was wondering, because before you came here, when we were talking, you said you want to open a place in Hafnarfjörður.
Yes.
Is that still on the plan?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Why Hafnarfjörður?
Because I think Hafnarfjörður is the best place in...
Best location.
Best location also in Reykjavik.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of Polish people.
Yeah, a lot of Polish people, a lot... It's very big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you have a some takeaway food to deliver it for home, I think you can get it. Good.
How is it here? Because there's also a lot of Polish people here. Do they come to Rania?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A lot people coming, Polish coming to.
Yeah. I saw on your Facebook.
We are so happy you opened the kebab.
Mm-hmm.
We must talk about Iceland. Yeah.
Like I saw the comments on your Facebook page when you put the menu in English. I think very many people were very delighted by that.
Yeah.
So, how is your Icelandic learning going? Is it difficult?
Icelandic. It's very difficult, you know. But now I can speak Icelandic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Small peanut, you know. Yeah. But also I can more understand Icelandic.
Yeah.
Did you go to many courses?
Yeah. I go to the Tenkan factory in Reykjavik.
Yeah?
Yeah. Three, four courses.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
now you probably
don't have
time.
How I can go, you know. How I can go?
Mm-hmm.
I finished school. I finished a job, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to the course.
Too tired to go.
I'm sleeping in school, you know.
Yeah.
And right now, when you work 12 hours, you don't have power to go.
Know, yeah. I see. Only I'm go for diploma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you're speaking Icelandic to Icelandic people, do they? Are they happy that you are trying?
Yep.
Have you ever been made fun of?
Yeah.
You haven't been made fun of? Somebody has said you sound stupid or something?
Yes.
Really?
You're like, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Not here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But we talked to a few people and most of them say that they have not been laughed of because how they talk. But we have had one or two people that said that they have been, and we are just checking out if that is something common, because we did not believe that someone could laugh at you because you speak Icelandic the way you do. I mean, I'm just amazed for everyone who speaks Icelandic, because it's not easy to learn it, and especially when you don't have it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. But not here.
Not
just
here,
in
Reykjavik.
Yeah. Have you experienced prejudice against you?
No.
No? I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. Yes, someone say Icelandic is the old, you know, old people.
Mm-hmm.
But I go to the swimming pool everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting with the old people. Everybody is, no one's registered with me. No?
Okay.
Yeah.
And also,
one time I see the old lady.
Mm-hmm.
He's not with me, with my friend, you know.
Yeah.
He's so angry, wow, blah, 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 I fear you come to Iceland, or something like that, you know. But not with me.
No.
Yeah.
No, I was also really surprised when you said the easiest thing was to find a job. I mean, I thought that maybe there could be some problem with that because you are not from Iceland, because you are not from Europe, but as you're saying, that has not been a problem. For you.
It's no problem.
No.
Okay. No.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah,
because I have been hearing other things from people, but maybe it depends on how you are trying to be a part of society and talk to people and be a part of everything.
Icelandic people is very open, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It's with me. I never see anyone, you know. We rested and be. Because I'm working too many places.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
nice.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Do you think there's something about Iceland that should need to change?
Yes.
What is
it? Study.
Easier to study. Yeah.
What is your problem? Is it the price or is it timing of the classes or?
No. Is a support, you know.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I have a friend in Finland, Denmark, Germany, mm-hmm. everywhere. They say is government help people go school, you know.
Yeah.
Is support.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go school, go study, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As Iceland is different.
Yeah.
As Iceland say, if you go school, it's like job, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why.
I think it's getting more difficult even for Icelandic people.
Yeah, I think so.
To go to university.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Because I have some friends who say, I go study in Denmark because it's easy for me, not Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not cheap. I think the universities often don't think that you can have a family and do school. Because, I mean, you do other things and it should be comfortable for you to learn in the night, in the evening, but I think in Iceland it's more like you have to be here from 8 to 4 and that is it.
Yeah.
And then if you're studying, you probably need a job also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have as much time to study.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, one thing more I want to change in Iceland, I want to be people be racist, you know. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go somewhere, people talk with you English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you always try to speak Icelandic.
Yeah, because
yeah, they start to speak English. Right?
Yeah, they start to speak English. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you need to start to speak Icelandic
to learn it.
Yeah, to learn it. You know,
mm-hmm.
is every country in the Germany everywhere, is people talk to you the Germany.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Never talk to you the speak English.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the mindset. In Iceland, I've heard it many times that people are like, I want to learn, and when I speak, I get English.
Yeah.
I know I don't speak well, but mm-hmm. I try and I want to learn mm-hmm. by it. But it's really hard,
mm-hmm.
especially like I know people that work in fish factory and they are from Poland, work with people from Poland, and the only chance you get to talk Icelandic is at the shop or something, and they get
English
there. So
yeah.
It can be hard.
Yeah, because if you go somewhere, if someone talk to you Icelandic, maybe you can get some word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One day, one.
Yeah.
In the air, it's too much, you know. Maybe after 2 years, you can speak Icelandic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No other thing that you would like to change?
Not even the weather?
No. I like it.
Really?
What's the weather like in Kurdistan? Do you get cold winters and hot summers?
Yeah. As the weather is different
mm-hmm.
in my country, but in Iceland you don't know.
Surprise!
Yeah, surprise. Yes.
But is winter like really hot? Like how much minus degrees?
Maybe 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of snow.
In the mountain,
yeah,
especially
yeah.
in the
yeah.
mountain. Yeah. In the north, inside the city, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably worse than here.
Yeah.
We had one day of snow.
Yeah.
It's no snow though.
Yeah. So something you would like to end with? Some message to people who want to move to Iceland or to Icelanders who interact with people from other countries?
Or to people who want to open a business in Iceland and are not from Iceland.
No pressure.
If you have one dream, you need it to hard work, you know.
And that's what you do.
Yeah. After you can, what you want, you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard work. After you can,
mm-hmm.
what you want. You can choose, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's maybe 2-3 years hard work.
Nothing is impossible.
Yeah. After you can say.
That's a good message for everybody.
Yeah. Hard work, But with hard work, you can use the mind, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need the power.
No.
Yeah, not power. Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is a great ending.
Thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.